ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method. Unhappily, the danger it poses promises to be of indefinite duration.
Eisenhower's fears were well-founded. Today, American taxpayers are unwittingly financing the growth and power of a censorship industrial complex run by America's scientific and technological elite, which endangers our liberties and democracy.
Demolishing free speech cultural narratives, Americans valiantly and successfully defended by the grace of God. The propaganda industrial complex monstrosity that Obama quietly modernized in 2012 is now rampaging across America.
And they're trying to expand it such that you're not just going to be censored and deplatformed for disinformation, you're going to be thrown in jail.
Now laid to waste by the creeping socialist sabotage of the O'Biden administration.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I give you Exhibit A, as Jamie White reported. Richard Stengel, a former State Department official under Obama and founder of the Global Engagement Center, which has come under scrutiny since the Twitter files revealed the extent of its role to censor the American people who defy establishment narratives.
Propaganda, I'm not against propaganda. Every country does it, and they have to do it to their own population. And I don't necessarily think it's that awful.
Emails in the Twitter files revealed that the GEC was a key entity involved in the social media platform censorship policies, working as a go-between for the federal government and Twitter.
For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing, including Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership, NewsGuard, the Global Disinformation Index, and many others, many taxpayer-funded. A focus of this fast-growing network, as Mike noted, is making lists of people whose opinions, beliefs, associations, or sympathies are deemed misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. That last term is just a euphemism for true but inconvenient.
We are now experiencing something alien to our system of government and civilization, censorship in real time, as the walls of the First Amendment crash down in a controlled demolition. So all of you still supporting the effort to fund a neo-Nazi child organ harvesting hub, what are your tax dollars really paying for? While Zelensky has imprisoned Ukrainian journalists and outlawed the Orthodox religion, Ukraine spokestranny and American Sarah Ashton Carrillo exposed the true madness behind the Ukrainian totalitarian state.
Simply put, I'm an American serving as a Ukrainian infantry soldier and combat medic who was brought from the zero line and assigned to the TDF's media team in the dual role of spokesperson and Russian disinformation analyst.
Russians have a different culture. Russians are Asian. And ultimately, they do come from the Mongols. They do come from a grouping of people who are wanting to be slaves.
Let me also take a moment in my role as spokesperson for the AFU's Territorial Defense Forces to state unequivocally that we in the TDF and across Ukraine believe journalists are heroes and have the right to report on Ukraine's war for liberation without interference.
I made the statement that Russian propagandists will be hunted down, and I refuse to apologize for that statement.
But it doesn't end with the Kirillo-Zelensky revelations. The New World Order wants all free speech eliminated.
The irony and cognitive dissonance from the other side of the aisle, it's deafening. You could cut it with a knife. They are at the same time denying that censorship is occurring, but suggesting that there's more material that needs to be censored.
They are working towards a day when their propaganda can wash over free speech like a polluted tsunami. John Bound reports.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish. And it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
It's Wednesday, June 26th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning, but have no fear. The great Harrison Smith will be broadcasting this afternoon. We just had to do a little bit of a switcheroo with the schedule today. This is a major day for InfoWars. There's a major court hearing today. Hopefully, everything's going to go well. We anticipate a 90% chance that everything's going to be okay today, but there is always that threat, so I do want to remind the audience to please go to InfoWarsStore.com. It is more important now than ever that you support this network, that we show profitability so that we can achieve the narrow way through to an ultimate victory. Obviously, a very important year up ahead with November 5th looming ever closer and closer, just a few months away now. And we have several bizarre things happening in the world of the political campaign, the presidential campaign. Specifically, the fact that we have this major debate going on tomorrow night. And I also want to remind you that tomorrow night we are going to be broadcasting basically from 6 p.m. until probably midnight. The entire debate that's going to happen at 9 Eastern until 10:30 Eastern. I don't know how Joe Biden is going to stay awake for the entirety of that debate. This seems very alarming to me. They must be pumping him up full of all sorts of amphetamines in order to get that done. But we are going to be broadcasting for like 6 hours straight tomorrow night. So make sure you stay tuned. Block off your schedule. We are going to be airing as much of the debate as we can. I know that that CNN is being very bizarre about its terms. It has come out and said that they're not going to allow any YouTubers to restream commentary of the debate. But we're going to be pulling the audio from it. And we're going to have all of the hosts in studio tomorrow night. That's Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and myself for 6 hours straight tomorrow night. Amazing guests as well this week on the show. So make sure you stay tuned. But we have this debate happening tomorrow. It's the 27th of June. And I believe it is the earliest debate, earliest presidential debate in the history of presidential debates. First of all, it's incredibly bizarre to have two candidates before the conventions agreeing to debate. Typically speaking, all of the debates happen after the conventions. We know that the Democrats are having their convention this fall, I believe in August. Less than 90 days before the general election, which is totally unprecedented, and they're doing it remotely. They're going to do a virtual convention for basically no reason that I can fathom other than they want to save money. I also think that the main reason is because they're concerned about a lack of turnout at such an event. Typically, these conventions are major rallies with pundits and constituents waving flags of the candidate that they support in droves. And we know that Biden has a lackluster show of support, to say the least. Ever since his campaign in 2020, it's been abundantly obvious that he can't really turn out a crowd unless he has somebody like Beyonce open up for him. So I think that he's doing everything he can within his power to show, or to not show, rather, his lack of support. Also, the thing to note, too, is this debate tomorrow night is going to have no studio audience. And that was something that I believe was requested by the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, and agreed to by CNN because they don't want Donald Trump to be able to feed off of the crowd. That's what they said. But the fact of the matter is, if they thought the crowd was going to be for Joe Biden, then they would be eager to have a studio audience in place, wouldn't they? They would be eager to have that support, that energy in the room, but it's just simply not going to be the fact. Now, I've heard rumors that Secret Service is instructed not to look at Joe Biden in the eye when he speaks at events. I don't know if you've heard that. I don't know if the crew's heard that. But it seems to me that when someone makes eye contact with Joe Biden, he's thrown off. They try to put him on this track. The rails of this track are worn out. The tires of the train that is what's left of his mind are worn out. And they know as soon as somebody off track makes eye contact with him, that's going to be Joe Biden failing. That's going to be Joe Biden wandering off into the distance to stare at a tree while paratroopers descend all around him. So they've got this debate going on tomorrow night. And a lot of people on the Republican Party are saying that it's some major trap. They think it's a setup for Donald Trump somehow, but I just don't see how it is. I mean, I understand that CNN is fixed. I understand that the moderators of the debate are fixed. I understand that the conditions of the debate are fixed. But no matter how many questions you give Joe Biden ahead of time, no matter how many other variables you control, no matter how much you mute the mic of Donald Trump so he can't speak when he's making some amazing point or insult or jab, or just frankly telling the truth, there is no amount of preparing that Joe Biden can do to win this debate. I mean, you can practice as much as you want in a log cabin in obscurity for weeks and weeks. You can drill the same questions over and over again. You can rehearse your opening and closing arguments over and over again. But the fact of the matter is, this man is cognitively impaired. And no matter what kind of teachers you give him, or debate preparation experts you provide, there is simply no getting past the point, the fact that Joe Biden is an incoherent, babbling fool. And I'm not just trying to be cheap with my criticisms of Joe Biden. I'm not trying to do low blows or jabs at this guy because he's old or whatever. I mean, Donald Trump's old too. I don't want any cheap shots. I could go out in a sophisticated way and say why this man shouldn't be president without making any reference to his cognitive decline whatsoever. There is reason after reason not to support this man. There is reason after reason that this man, regardless of how brilliant he would be in an alternative universe, would not have truth on his side in a debate like this. We don't even have to go back to the laptop. We don't even have to go back to the fact that he sold the United States out repeatedly to our enemies and our so-called allies alike during his vice presidency, that he's abundantly corrupt, that there's no explanation for how he's worth millions of dollars or has multiple properties or has collector vehicles. We can just look at every single decision that this administration has made, and all of the evidence points to the fact that he will get his butt handed to him in this debate tomorrow. Regardless of how fixed it is too big to rig. This debate is a metaphor. It is a symbol of what we are going to witness on November 5th here in the United States of America. What we are going to witness on November 5th here in the United States of America is a Democratic machine that endeavors to cheat and rig this election, rig the game so that it's fixed, so that Joe Biden or whoever the Democratic candidate is going to be, I still have my doubts that it's even going to be Joe Biden, cannot be defeated. That is the attempt. Now we have reports in that Biden shouldn't focus on his White House successes at the debate because nobody cares, advisors say. What? Biden needs to suspend his debate time attacking Trump. First of all, this is a terrible strategy because Donald Trump has not been the president of the United States for the last 4 years. They can attack him all they want.
Also, what successes would he be leaving out?
Yes. Well, here's the deal. They love to go into the data. They're making a classic marketing mistake where they try to spin numbers and lie using statistics.
in order to show some sort of success of the Biden administration. So what they're going to do is they're going to come out and talk about unemployment being at record lows since the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. Goes back 50 years, I think is what they say. And they're going to use that as an excuse. And they're going to use inflation rates being the lowest they've ever been in the last decades. And they always use these data points, but they're really manipulative. And the fact of the matter is, no matter what you tell someone, if they are feeling pain, they are feeling the pain, right? It's like a classic example of veterans from any of the wars. Let's just say it's a World War II veteran who lost his hand. There's this thing called phantom limb, where when you've lost a hand or an arm, you still feel pain in that hand or that arm, despite the fact that you don't have it anymore. And the pain is very real. The doctors will come up to these people and they'll say, sir, you don't have a hand. You don't have an arm. It is impossible that you are feeling pain, but the pain is real. This is a real psychological phenomenon. There's a famous box with mirrors where veterans would put their limbs in, and the mirrors make it look like they have their other hand. And when they release their left hand, which they still have, it appears like their right hand is releasing, and they feel a relief of tension. A lot of people who have lost a limb in combat or just a limb for any reason whatsoever feel like they're constantly making a fist, even though they don't have a fist to make. And so what's happening is the Biden administration is coming out and telling you that everything is fine, that you feel no pain, that you have a job, that inflation isn't bad. But the fact of the matter is, you're feeling the pain at the grocery store. You're feeling the pain at the gas station. And that's why his advisors are telling him that there's no hope of success if he leans on his so-called successes, because the American people are feeling the pain of the phantom limb. They are feeling the pain of the phantom economy. They are not feeling the benefits of this fantasy economy that the Biden administration has been trying to shove down our throats for the last several years, claiming that everything is fine, while we watch the world burn literally, whether it's in Israel or in Gaza or in Ukraine or this escalating conflict in Taiwan or the Armenian genocides or the fact that inflation is terrible or the fact that you're working three crappy jobs to make ends meet instead of one good job. Everything is literally worse than it was in 2019 under the Trump administration, before this faux pandemic broke out and tore down the entire world for the benefit of a political class. Everything, every metric is literally worse. They even come out and try to tell you that crime is getting better, and they use data and statistics as if data and statistics ever convinced anyone of anything. I got a background in advertising, folks. You have to win the emotional argument, not the logical argument, and their logic is flawed itself. Trying to say that crime is at an all-time low when we know that the FBI changed all the reporting metrics so municipalities at record numbers are not accurately reporting crime numbers to the federal government. And it shows up statistically on a line graph as crime going down, but it's just because it's not being accurately reported. And the crime that everyone is talking about, of course, is the migrant crime. We know that over 10 million people have come across the border illegally. We know that hundreds of thousands of them have come from places of interest, terrorist countries. We know that every single day you see report after report of rape after rape, murder after murder, stabbing after stabbing, robbery after robbery, burglary after burglary from these migrants. We have major news networks covering the trials of migrants who have committed some of the most atrocious crimes that I've ever heard of in my entire life. And you look on the screen and you see someone very clearly not American, very clearly not supposed to have been in America, committing crimes against American citizens, all while the Biden administration tells you that things are getting so much better. This is why his advisors are telling him that he cannot lean on his so-called successes if he hopes for any success in this debate. The top Democratic sources told CNN that voters just don't care about what Biden has accomplished because they know he has accomplished nothing. Polls show more Americans trust Trump on the economy and inflation, the biggest issues for voters. Yes, because despite how terrible 2020 was, Americans remember how good 2019 was. They remember how good 2017 was, how good 2018 was, how good 2019 was. And somehow this leftist-sourced, CCP-backed, Fauci-funded pandemic came out of nowhere in 2020, undermined all of Trump's accomplishments, undermined his election itself, both by virtue of harming his administration and by virtue of changing all of the laws at the state levels as to how elections are conducted. At the 5-yard line, they changed all the rules in all the swing states, especially to ensure that they could harvest as many ballots as possible, that they could knock and walk on thousands upon thousands of doors and rig this election. They totally undermined Donald Trump. And if it wasn't clear then what they were doing, it's abundantly clear now, because no one who you ask on the street, whether a leftist or a right winger, can answer the question as to what 34 charges Donald Trump was convicted of, as to what crime was actually committed. Nobody knows. And there's video after video, compilation after compilation, making it abundantly clear that no one in the United States of America, regardless of their IQ, regardless of their profession, regardless of their experience or their attention to detail as far as the news is concerned, can answer the simple question as to what the hell Donald Trump actually did wrong. They might tell you, oh, he wasn't supposed to pay Stormy Daniels to be quiet about the fact that they had sex. I don't think that was the crime. Wasn't it something like falsifying business records, and they just charged him for every time that he signed a check, and it was divided into 34 payments or something, and so they charged him 34 times in order to lock him up in prison for however many hundreds of years they want to lock him up in prison? But the falsifying business records allegation is only a crime if you falsify those business records in order to cover up another crime. But nobody has come to any consensus as to what the crime that he was trying to cover up was. The jury wasn't even unanimous on that. The recent Supreme Court ruling seems to imply that this whole case might be overturned, because you're supposed to have a unanimous verdict in order for this to go through. Of course, what the rules are doesn't seem to apply at all to the left, right? I mean, how many times have you heard a libertarian or a conservative come out and say, you can't do that, the Constitution forbids you from doing that, and the leftist response is, oh, you come to me with this, a piece of paper? So we know now that we've arrived at a place as a nation here in the United States of America where the piece of paper no longer matters. There is zero accountability as far as the law is concerned. Maybe there's some semblance of accountability at the Supreme Court level, but the Supreme Court is 9 justices, as it should be, and they can only hear so many cases. Do you think the Supreme Court can litigate every single case with constitutional implications? It is just not a sustainable system. It's untenable, undefendable, unsustainable. It will not last if we have to rely on 9 honest people at the top determining the outcome of every one of these cases. We have a Department of Justice that has been totally hijacked on the highest levels and the lowest levels by Soros-backed judges, Soros-backed DAs, Soros-backed prosecutors. It is fixed. It is in. It is rigged. If you think 2020 was rigged, if you think our elections are rigged, then by God, you should understand that our entire judicial system is rigged. So what are we going to do about it? What is the solution? Well, we have to be too big to rig. We have to come out in droves on November 5th and support Donald Trump. We have to come out in droves every day from now until the end of the earth and support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Because if the truth cannot be spoken, if it cannot be broadcast to a critical mass, if we cannot elect a populist president to solve these problems once and for all, then this year could be the final nail in the coffin that is the death of the United States of America itself, the death of America itself. I'm seriously concerned about it. This is not a show that we put on just to cater to an audience with beliefs that we know agree with our narrative. This is not me coming up and sitting in this chair and lying to you. If I wanted to lie to you, I'd get a job that would pay way more at CNN, and I would lie so good. But I came here to InfoWars because I believe in the truth, and I want to tell you the truth. I want to broadcast the truth, and I want you, the Info Army, to make the truth go viral whenever there's a viral moment, whether it's on The American Journal with Harrison Smith or myself, or whether it's on Sunday Night Live with myself, or on The War Room with Owen Schroyer, or on The Alex Jones Show, which is the richest show in terms of viral moments. You, the Info Army, we put it in your hands. to save this country by not only supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, but by making the truth go viral, making it so big, so decentralized that it cannot be rigged, that it cannot be shut down from a centralized authority, whether it's the CIA or the FBI or a state prosecutor or a federal prosecutor or a bad judge. We are not going to allow a corrupt judicial system. We are not going to allow a corrupt deep state or intelligence community, a corrupt federal government to shut down the truth. And as long as the truth is broadcast, the lies cannot thrive. The truth is like a poison to all lies. It makes lies wither like a hot sun on a Texas day in the summer. The truth just shines, and you can put up as much shade as you want. You can put on as much sunscreen as you want, but that nuclear reactor in the sky is blazing and blazing. It cannot be stopped. It is ceaseless. It rises every day, and it sets every night, just like the truth. And because of you, we are going to make every single lie wither. We're going to make every single leftist wither, and we will revel in our victory. But this debate tomorrow night is unprecedented. And we are going to see something very fascinating to watch. The major question being, when and how bad will Joe Biden's gaffes be? How will the mainstream media respond to those gaffes? Will they totally disregard every single failure of Joe Biden in this debate while they exacerbate claims that Donald Trump messed up because he stuttered one word like any human being does when they speak for an hour and a half straight? We're going to see lie after lie. And I wonder if the reason they're doing this so early is because they want to test whether or not Joe Biden is going to be their candidate. I've heard murmurings around the studio here among the crew. Many people believe that the reason they have done this debate so early is because this is actually not a debate, but it is Joe Biden's audition for his own job. If he fails tomorrow, the Democrats won't back him. If he succeeds tomorrow, the Democrats will double down and back him. That is the conspiracy theory. That is the theory itself as to what is going on. I mean, why else would they have this debate so early in the election season? Is it because it's abundantly clear who the candidates will be? Because I disagree. I don't think it is abundantly clear who the candidates are going to be. I think it's clear that it's going to be Donald Trump, but it is not clear that it's going to be Joe Biden. And who would they run? Is it Big Mike or Gavin Newsom or some obscure Democrat that we've never heard of? I don't know. But tomorrow there are going to be so many variables filled in, so many unknowns revealed. So you have to stay tuned. We've got 1 minute left before break, and then we're going to get into the real news of today. On the other side, make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, folks, and taking multivitamins is more important now than ever because we know that our food supply is totally toxic. We're not getting the nutrients that we need. Our body is unable to absorb all the vitamins and minerals that we do consume, even if we do consume any. So getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion is more important now than ever with its advanced multivitamin formulation, and it is designed to be as bioavailable as possible. So if you're consuming a multivitamin already, whether it's from your pharmacy or the grocery store, whether it's name brand or a generic brand, consider switching right now to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, because not only is this the best formulation on the market, but by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com, you fight on the right side of history in the war that is on for your mind. You fight for freedom of speech, freedom itself, and for humanity itself while it's faced by an unwavering assault of globalists and transhumanists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and be the reason we are still on the air.
I'm Dr. Robert Epstein. I've been to Texas many times because my late wife was from Corpus Christi.
All right.
She was killed, unfortunately, under suspicious circumstances the day after Christmas in 2019. It was during that year that I also first testified before Congress. Senator Ted Cruz was leading that session, Senate Judiciary. It's also that year that I gave a private briefing to AGs that was led by Ken Paxton. It was at Stanford University. After I came out of that hearing, one of the AGs approached me and said, Dr. Epstein, I don't mean to scare you, he said, but based on what you've told us, I think you're going to be killed in some sort of accident in the next few months. I was not, but my wife was. This could have something to do with the research that I do, because what I'm going to tell you now is how you can make Google and other companies accountable to the public.
What Robert Epstein has found is that Google has systematically manipulated search results. And they do it particularly to influence elections.
I believe the threats posed by Google are so serious that everyone needs to know about them.
A new study says that Google's search algorithm could actually help steal the presidency.
The controlling of algorithms on Facebook, Google, and TikTok, and what people can see and search is a huge deal.
People blindly trust high-ranking search results over lower ones.
If their search results favor one candidate, that can easily shift the opinions and voting preferences of undecided voters.
They have to manipulate their search results so that it gives them their political agenda that they want.
The biggest potential manipulator in this election is Google.
Google's algorithm is fixing what you're actually seeing. This is the key point.
I'm telling you that it's much bigger and badder than you could possibly imagine.
If we don't stop them in the 2024 election, Google alone will be able to shift between 6.4 and 25.5 million votes to one candidate.
Google is out here rigging our elections. And if they're not stopped, they're going to do it again.
The point is that we're capturing all the evidence. No one's ever captured the evidence before. We really are their worst nightmare.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Harrison will be hosting the War Room this afternoon. God bless him. So, new developments in the way of the CIA. Now, this headline seems innocuous. It's not. And we're not going to show you any clips because they're all Halala 160. But protesters storm Kenyan parliament. Hundreds of Kenyans protesting the government's plan to raise taxes have broken into the parliament in Nairobi. As some lawmakers cowered in the basement, at least five people were killed in clashes with police who were reinforced by the Kenyan military. So let me just ask this distinguished audience the very simple question. What do we know, if we know anything, about government coups in third world countries? Does anyone have any guesses, any hands from the audience as to what we know about coups in third world countries whenever they happen? We know that 9 times out of 10, if not every time, they're CIA-backed, right? We came, we saw, he died. Right?
Yeah, you forgot the cackle.
Yeah, I don't even know if I could do. I don't know if I could summon
too demonic
to cackle.
Way too demonic.
I could do Amadeus, but he was like a fun-loving free spirit. I can't do the evil cackle. It's just too evil. So why is it, ladies and gentlemen, that the CIA would be backing a coup in Kenya? That's the real question. Well, the crew did an outstanding job of pulling this up during the break. Kenya linked to illegal exports of uranium to Iran. Originally written on December 20th of 2010, 2010 being prime time in the way of third world country coups. Updated July 3rd, 2020, the United States suspects that Kenya and Tanzania, or Tanzania, however you want to pronounce it, have been used to smuggle uranium for Iran's controversial nuclear project. And what do we know about Iran? Oh, Iran is an existential threat to Israel, and they backed the Hamas attack, and they're backed by China, and it's also they can undermine trade corridors through Israel to ensure that China's 100-year plan to subvert the dollar as the global reserve currency can be manifest, can be actualized. And we've seen report after report from this year specifically of Secretary Blinken, Dinkin Blinken, and just dinking around up there playing Neil Young covers for Nazis in Ukraine. Report after report of him saying how pleased he is to meet with this distinguished leader of Kenya. How disappointed he is in the humanitarian crisis in several African nations. How they don't recognize gay rights as we come up on Pride Month. And we know that humanitarian crises are what the CIA uses, what the federal government uses as an excuse to undermine the very fabric of civilization in nations that aren't playing ball with its conspiracy to undermine political, economic, or military power anywhere else in the world except in its own hands, anywhere else in the world, including rural areas of the United States of America. Because we, the people of the United States of America, are very clearly just as much an enemy of the deep state as any Kenyan, as any third world country, as any Middle Eastern monarch. We are just as much, if not the greatest threat to them, and they are the greatest national security threat to us as well. And we are engaged in this cold World War III. World War III has begun. It is now a cold war with just some hot spots. And all of these conflicts, all of these protests and attacks on parliaments in third world countries are all CIA-backed, and it all goes back to protecting the dollar as a global reserve currency. And I don't want to get into the nuanced details. I've done it before on this show and basically all the other shows. The economic basis and argument for what's happening. I don't want to bore you with an academic detailing of what's going on. But when push comes to shove, it all goes back to the dollar. And all these conflicts will happen forever as long as the dollar is a lie. It's as simple as that. And so when I see headlines like this, I'm alarmed because it's just another example of our own CIA conducting terrorist activities. It is a terrorist organization, and anyone who has ever worked for the CIA in any capacity has worked for a terrorist organization, whether they know it or not, whether they believe it or not, they have engaged in terrorism. Anybody who has ever paid taxes voluntarily to this federal government has inadvertently, whether intentionally or not, funded a terrorist organization. And if we've learned anything from Nuremberg 1.0, it's that just following orders is not good enough of an excuse. So in Nuremberg 2.0, do you think that just following orders is going to be good enough of an excuse? Do you think that when there was a populist revolution in this country, a political revolution in this country, I'm not advocating for violence. I'm just projecting, predicting what the future entails for us. When there is a populist revolution in this country, and all of these people are held to account for the crimes against humanity that they have committed, do you think that just following orders is going to be a good excuse? Do you think that anybody that's worked at the CIA is going to be forgiven for their misconceptions about justice in a complicated world? I think not. We are witnessing right before our eyes the prologue to World War III, the prequel to World War III, The Hobbit to The Lord of the Rings, The Attack of the Clones to The New Hope. This is the backstory that they'll make movies about hundreds of years from now if human beings even still exist. This is the backstory to how it all started, how the war of all wars began. And this is not going to be the last time, folks, that we hear about unrest in Africa for reasons unknown or not obvious to the general public. When was the last time any people in the world ever stormed Parliament because of a tax increase? That's why? Do you realize how tolerant people are of taxes? Do you realize how easy it is to get around taxes in Tanzania or in Kenya? Largely cash-based, barter-based economies with abundant access to cryptocurrencies, so many ways to shirk the system, so much of a black market in countries like this. Do you think they care about an increase in income tax in Kenya? People don't go to war anymore because of tax increases. The last time it really happened was the revolution in the United States of America. And there were so many reasons beyond a tea tax that we went to war with the strongest empire in the history of the world. This is a lie. This is CIA-backed, CIA-funded MK-Ultra crap that we're witnessing right before our eyes. And it's because Kenya is participating and exporting uranium to Iran, and they're not the only African nation doing this. I mean, how many times have you seen Secretary Blinken in the last 12 months talk to a major African leader? How many times? Countless examples of this. Countless photo shoots, countless articles about Blinken meeting with this African leader and that African leader. Why? Why? George Papadopoulos on this very show as a guest while I was guest hosting 6 months ago, 7 or 8 months ago now, said, keep your eyes on Africa. Everything's going to begin to unfold in Africa. And this is happening. Tomorrow's news today. While other networks lied to you about what was happening now, InfoWars told you the truth about what was happening next. And it's still true as long as you keep us on the air by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to just do a listening test right here. Do you hear this? Right here in the mic? This is the sound of an empty bottle because we cannot even keep Nitric Boost in stock here in studio at InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost. There are three main reasons why you should get this product. The first one is enhanced vitality. The second one is enhanced muscle recovery. And the third one is enhanced cardiovascular health. We know heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States of America. We know that we have increased reports of myocarditis and other heart issues. So get Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Fight for your health and fight for America by keeping us on the air.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. This was, I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us, that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system, our daily decisions, that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity is destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWar.
Take the sugar from its sack. Pour in LSD and put it back.
CIA this is man. Chase Geyser. This is in the American CIA Journal. Man. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon.
Who can mind
this headline? Clinton advisor says CNN's objective is to take Trump down at the debate.
CIA man.
Now, obviously, it's Biden's intention to take down Trump in the debate. I mean, it's like asking if whether it's the Patriots' intention to win the Super Bowl. But CNN's objective, Clinton advisor. CNN is working to rig the upcoming debate against former President Donald Trump in favor of Joe Biden, according to longtime Clinton advisor Mark Penn. Penn, a pollster and former campaign advisor for Clinton, told Fox News that CNN debate moderators Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are keen to take Trump down. Gee, you think? Wasn't it Dana Bash's husband that was one of the intel experts that lied about the Hunter Biden laptop? Or was it was Jeremy Bash, right? But Dana Bash's husband, right? And was it the laptop he lied about or the Russian collusion? Yeah. So we already got a CIA plant monitoring the debate. And Jake Tapper was literally seen within the last week comparing Donald Trump to Hitler. Literally compared him to Hitler. We showed the clip yesterday on the War Room. Not to mention just the litany of examples of Jake Tapper being an absolute moron. And what still baffles me, this is one thing I can figure almost anything out. You give me a Rubik's Cube, I don't know how to solve it right away. I will figure it out. If you give me any task, I will figure it out. Any puzzle, I will eventually figure it out. It might take me longer than some people. It might not take me as long as other people. I'm not trying to brag about how smart or brilliant I am. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that I'm the type of person that will figure something out if I'm given the task to do it. But one thing I have not been able to figure out is whether these people are just stupid or malicious. And I think the answer is mostly both, because anybody who would dedicate their life to being malicious is inherently stupid. So maybe we've settled it. Maybe that is the answer to the riddle as to whether or not this is malice or incompetence that has resulted in the total collapse of civilization and the war against humanity itself. The answer is it's both. They are dumb and evil. If you're scared of what a strong man will do, just wait until you see what a weak man will do. That's what we've seen under Joe Biden. That's what we've seen under the Clintons. That's what we've seen by Congress, whether it's right-wingers or left-wingers. We have seen what dumb, weak, malicious people do to a country. And it just so happens to be the largest superpower in the world, backing the entire economy in the world. And so what is done to this country ripples through the entire fabric of our species. Every example of retardation or malice at the highest levels of our government manifests across the entire population of the world and is an attack on humanity itself. These people are committing a crime against humanity by virtue of their stupidity and malice. And so you've got Jake Tapper and Dana Bash moderating this debate tomorrow. It is not going to be fair, but the thing is, it doesn't have to be fair. That's my point. That is the theme of the first hour. It doesn't have to be fair for us to still win because it's too big to rig. It is a metaphor for the campaign. We are too big to rig. The truth is too good to beat. God is too good for the devil to prevail, no matter how scheming the devil is, no matter that the devil literally killed the Son of God, God's plan was too big to rig. But should we take it for granted? No. Should we go on sinning? Oh, that grace may continue to abound. Famous passage from the book of Romans, I believe. My memory serves. Heavens, no. Of course not. We should not go on sinning that grace may abound. We should not go on relaxing in our seats, resting on our laurels, knowing that God's plan is ultimately going to manifest because we are the instruments by which God acts in the world. We are the hands of God. We are the tools that God uses in the world. His miracles are performed through us. His will is performed through us. And if we refuse to act and just delegate the task of God's plan to someone else unknown, somewhere else unknown, then the plan cannot win. We have to be activated. We have to be confident. We have to be confident that victory is possible, and we have to be inspired to do what it takes to win. And right now what we're witnessing is an attack on our hope. They want us to be hopeless because if we are hopeless, then we yield. If we see no path to victory, then we yield. We literally declare to the sky, I yield in hopes of mercy to the whims of fate and fortune. But Americans don't yield. Americans don't surrender. We don't give up. We try again. We fail. Failure is our middle name here in America, but we never quit, we never give up, and we always get back up. So right now, we should have the confidence that this is too big to rig on November 5th. We should have the confidence that this debate tomorrow has a truth on our side, and it's too big to rig by Tapper and Bash and CNN and Biden and amphetamines and pharmaceutical companies pumping them up like some sort of Harkonnen from Dune. So he can live in the desert, the abyss that is his consciousness. We should have the confidence, and then we should act. We have to watch. We have to pay attention. We have to meme. We have to engage in the keyboard war, the info war. We have to make everything go viral. We have to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have to show up and vote. And we have to fund the right organizations. I had a fascinating conversation with Cliff Maloney last week. I think he's going to be on the War Room next week as well. I hope so. Assuming that we're still on the air. And Cliff Maloney is leading an incredible organization. It's called PA Chase, Pennsylvania Chase. And they have realized that we can no longer wait on the Republican Party. Whether it's the state parties, whether it's the national party, the party is totally compromised. And it's compromised for a number of reasons. It's not just bad people. It's conflicts of interest from a legacy era, an era that no longer exists. It's antiquated. One of the things that he pointed out to me that I thought was so fascinating was the reason that Democrats beat Republicans so badly in terms of door knocking and chasing ballots and ensuring that Republicans actually mail in their ballots if they're not going to show up on election day. because there is a whole slew of millions of people in all these swing states that are likely to vote Republican but unlikely to show up on election day. Those are the people that you chase to fill out their mail-ins. The reason the Republican Party won't support ballot chasing efforts is because the consultants, the campaign managers, the marketing directors of these campaigns make 15% of the ad buy on radio and television. So they will not fund hiring people to knock on doors because they don't make commission on it. Instead, they'll just run ad after ad on TV and radio, even though it has virtually no impact in 2024. It is not 1984 anymore. It is not 1994 anymore. It is not 2004 anymore. It is not 2014 anymore. It is 2024. And if you continue to do things the old way, you're going to have the old result. And the old result is loss after loss after loss in leftist expansion after expansion after expansion. And so our political class in the Republican Party, the establishment in the political party, has an inherent conflict of interest, similar to the conflict of interest that Congress itself has, in that it is incentivized to overspend, raise the debt ceiling, and spend your tax dollars on companies that it's personally invested in so it can line its own pocket. It has the same conflict of interest at the party level, where it will not fund the actions needed in order to win elections, because there's a consulting class in our party that makes 15% commission on ad buys on legacy platforms that are antiquated and don't work anymore. And so Cliff Maloney starts Pennsylvania Chase, backed by Charlie Kirk and Turning Point and others in our movement, our populist American movement, that have realized we can no longer wait on the party. The party will betray us again, just as it has so many times in the past. And by doing things like funding the right organizations like Turning Point or InfoWars or Pennsylvania Chase, we can win this election despite the failures of our own political class, despite the failures of our own political party, which has betrayed us. And it is brutal to be betrayed. One of the worst feelings in the world, to turn around and see that you've been stabbed by someone you thought would have defended you to the death. But our party will not defend this republic to the death. There are people within our party that will, but the party itself will not. It is an organization, an entity that has experienced the deepest entropy, the deepest erosion. So instead of funding the party, why don't you go to InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason we're still on the air. We have BrainForce Ultra in stock. This is one of my favorite products at InfoWarsStore.com for a number of reasons. This is a more potent form of BrainForce Plus. BrainForce Plus is the capsule form of this. BrainForce Ultra is the tincture form. It is way more powerful. And within 20 minutes of consuming this product, you will perceive a change in your state of mind. It helps with cognitive focus, but also energy, and it has stress reduction attributes to it as well. So you don't get the jitters or the weird anxiety associated with other stimulants. Get BrainForce Ultra right now and help yourself win the info war, win the war that is on for your mind, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get BrainForce Ultra to win the info war. All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I've believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen, because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.